This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, April 7th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. We are ready to kick off your week, and we are so happy you're here. Hopefully you had a great weekend, a little relaxing weekend. I know you had a nice relaxing weekend.
I did. I had a great weekend of just doing stuff around the house, cleaning the shower, which it always humbles me. I'm on my hands and knees. I don't know if you how you clean the shower, but I clean the shower while showering. And so I'm like on my hands and knees. The soap is everywhere. And I'm like, my husband's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. He doesn't clean the shower.
I think that's the best way to clean the shower. You're already in there. You can turn the water on, get things, you know, wet in there, and you don't have to worry about, you know, your clothes getting wet.
Yes.
I think that's like multitasking at its finest.
Yes. So I'd clean the shower. And then one of the things I did too is I went to get Costco gas. And right next to the Costco I go to is off St. Rose. Have you been to Better Buzz Coffee before?
I've seen it before. I have not been yet. I remember when they recently had their grand opening, and
yes.
I did not get a chance to make it out there. But no, I have not been out there.
I love Better Buzz. It's from San Diego, so it reminds me of my college days. And I try not to drink it too much because they have this coffee called the best drink ever. And seriously, it is the best drink ever. I'll get it iced. And when I drink an iced best drink ever from Better Buzz, it's gone in like 2 minutes.
What's so great about it? What is it?
In the best drink ever, I believe it's like an Americano, but it tastes like a latte. And the way that it's made, it's not too sweet, which is how I like it. I don't like my coffee too sweet, but it's just so good. I don't know. There's like crack in it. I don't know what it is. It's so good.
Best drink ever from Better Buzz Coffee is a popular vanilla latte inspired drink made with their signature Buzz Life coffee blend and vanilla buzz creamer.
Mm.
So it's a sweet drink then.
Yes,
huh?
It's sweet, but you can ask for light sweet if that's your route, Mercedes. I know about you.
I am like the bitter coffee girl. I don't like sweet coffee for some reason, but I just like a little bit of cream or oat milk or almond milk in there. But if this is the best drink ever, I kind of feel like I owe it to myself to at least try it.
Try it. Tell me what you think. Maybe I'll bring it in one morning for you. Hot or iced?
Hot. I'm a hot girly.
You're a hot girly?
Yes.
Okay.
I like my drinks hot. I like my man.
You like your man? I love. But that was really my weekend. Pretty low key. I'm excited to hear about your weekend.
Yeah, we had a great weekend. My oldest daughter and I, we went to LA, and second weekend in a row, we saw J-Hope from BTS. His Hope on the Stage tour went to LA, and we went to night one, which was on Friday. So right after the show on Friday, I got out of here, grabbed her. We ran to the airport, got to LA, got to hang out for a little bit and get ready before the show, grab something to eat. And then we headed over there, and it was just as good as the one in San Antonio. Like my daughter was asking me, which one did I like better? And I was like, I liked them for different reasons. Like in San Antonio, it was more of an intimate audience. We were in a closed dome arena.
Okay.
It was smaller. It was the first time I had seen it, so it was all a surprise to me. The one in LA, it was in that BMO Stadium, so it was an outdoor venue, like an arena. It was sold out. There were fireworks.
Ooh.
There was a special guest. Miguel came out.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was just like there were so many different things that made me like both of them equally, but for different reasons. So yeah, we turned right around and came right back on Saturday morning. So I had the rest of the weekend to kind of chill here in town. But yeah, it was a really good time.
I saw a couple of my friends, actually a lot of my friends watched J-Hope this past weekend in LA. And I specifically remember one of my friends' videos, because as a former dancer, I appreciate the dancing part. There's a part in the show where J-Hope does a solo freestyle.
Yeah. With his dancers.
Yeah, but I saw him by himself. I don't know which part of the show it was. He was on one of those stage big blocks and he was freestyling.
Oh, yes. I know the part you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He is so good. He honestly, like if any of the members go solo, my number one supporter would be J-Hope.
He is so talented individually. And we were talking about his dancing because he doesn't stop like the whole time. And I'm like, his stamina is insane because he's dancing and he is singing. There is no lip syncing happening. He is literally singing. I don't know how he does that. I walk down the hall too fast. I'm like,
up the stairs. And I get into my apartment, I'm like,
it's impressive. So yeah, it was a fun time. A lot happened over the weekend. We're going to get to all of that. We have so much to catch you guys up on this morning. And of course, want to get you all of the info that you need to get your week going. So let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Finally by CeCe Peniston? Do you want to hear I Try by Macy Gray? Or do you want to hear Boys of Summer by the Ataris? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. We'd love to hear from you. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Go to our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can vote right there. Or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll catch your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever been somewhere like a hotel or a restaurant or even like a nail salon, and they treated you like you were an A-lister? Like you walked in and suddenly you were Beyonce, because that's how I felt this weekend. We stayed at this hotel. We were in LA one night. And the way I found the hotel was literally, I'm a member of one of those hotel honors programs. I had a free night stay that I had to use. So I just looked on the map, like what's closest to the venue that I'm staying at. And I found this hotel. I'm like, perfect. It's going to be free. So we're just going to stay there. Didn't know anything about it. Honestly, I didn't really research it. I'm like, free's free, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
can't
what are
complain.
You gonna do? So we get there and first of all, it was valet only. And that kind of was like, oh, no. They're like, there is a parking garage across the street. And I'm like, I don't want to go over there. And I was like, okay. So immediately I just hear the money. Ching! Now I got to pay for valet parking overnight. But that's fine. It's fine. The hotel is free. That's fine. So they asked me my name and they're like, okay, Miss Martinez, let's have you go over here. And I just noticed that he called me that. I was like, oh, okay. We're on that level now. Gotcha. So I go and I check in and immediately she's like, Miss Martinez, welcome. And I'm like, how did you know I was coming here? Like, they must have like radioed to the person, like, guess who's on the way? She's coming up. I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, let me check you in. I got you upgraded to a higher floor. I'm like, well, thank you. That's very nice. I'm very excited about that. And it was like I was checking into like the Ritz or something. I don't know what kind of hospitality training they had, but it worked. I felt so important. Every time we went somewhere, they addressed me by my name. I'm like, how do all these people know my name? We went to the bar to get something to eat, and they're like, welcome, Miss Bull, or welcome, Miss Martinez. And I was like, oh, hello. And they're like, what would you like? And I'm like, like, I was just so caught off guard that they knew my last name everywhere that I went. Have you ever been somewhere that just made you feel like you were the star of the show?
So smart too, like these hotels, because I'm thinking of a hotel. I remember checking in for the first time. I've never been at this hotel before. I check in and I turn on the TV, and I think you've stayed here before, because right when you turn the TV on, it says, welcome, Sedella family.
Oh, yeah. They have your name on there.
Disneyland
Hotel.
They
do that at Disneyland.
Yes.
Yeah.
So every time I went to the Disneyland Hotel, it's so cool. It's like the first thing, you know, when people like post on their Instagram stories, they're walking through their hotel room. They look at the bathroom. And so I did that and I ended it with, welcome, Sedella family.
It's crazy. Yeah, they had one of those. Just every single time I went somewhere, they knew who I was. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, it was almost kind of creepy, like more they radio, like, she's coming down the hall. Here she is. Say hello to her. Hello, Miss Martinez. What? Who are you?
So weird, but also you're always going to remember that hotel now.
Oh,
that
I'm
you
staying
think about
there.
It.
I'm staying there next time. I just got to make sure I can afford it, because honestly, I don't know. Like I said, it was a free night. And so now I'm a little nervous. Like, what was the price of this place? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here on this Monday, April 7th. It is 6:03. Just trying to get back into the swing of things, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was a busy weekend for me. I just was telling you guys how I was out of town in LA. I was freaked out, though. I have to tell you what happened on the way home. So I was flying out of Burbank. And I like flying out of Burbank because it's small. It's just easier to get in and out than LAX. And so let me walk you through the scene. We're boarded to come back to Vegas, seated, bags are tucked, seatbelts clicked. We start pulling away. We're ready to go home. And then suddenly the captain comes on the speaker and says, we're having an issue opening the fuel pump door.
Ooh.
And we just all kind of look at each other, and I was like, okay. He's like, we're going to sit here for a little bit while they work on it, and then we'll let you know what we're doing. So we just kind of sit there, and then 10, 15 minutes later, he comes back on and says, we're going to have to pull back to the gate, and you guys are going to have to deplane. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I just want to go home. So at this point, I pulled out my phone. I'm checking for new flights. I'm checking the rental car situation. Maybe I can rent a car and drive back to Vegas. Like, how much is that going to cost? I was this close to renting a moped. I was like, I'm going to get home at all costs. But then I made this decision. And I kind of thought of you, because I feel like you're a very positive person. And we both really believe in, like, manifestation.
Yes.
And so I said, nope, not today. I'm not going to look up this stuff because I won't need it. This plane's going to get fixed. It's gonna get fixed. And I sat there and I believed it. And so my daughter's like, what should we do? I'm like, nothing. It's gonna get fixed. And she's like, how do you know? I'm like, it's gonna get fixed. And so I just kept stating it as fact. It's getting fixed. It's getting fixed. I sounded like a TED talk, just whispering this to myself. They will fix this. They will fix this. And they did.
Yes!
I was like, you're welcome, people. I manifested
it. It was me that fixed it through manifestation, not the people working on the plane.
No. It was only me. The flight took off. It was 90 minutes late, but that was nothing compared to what it could have been. So my question is, have you ever been in one of those like total panic moments where you just decided stay calm? And like, weirdly, it worked, or you felt like, wait, I made this happen. Or were you the one in row 14 who was looking up how to drive from LA to Vegas?
That was us when we flew to the Philippines during the holiday season. We were in LAX and the flight was delayed like an hour, 2 hours. Like, gosh, okay, we're sitting by the boarding thing, the gate. And then on the speaker, they go, flight LO123 to Manila has been canceled.
Ugh.
And we're like, God. So immediately my instinct was, one, we're going to get through this. We're going to make it to the Philippines soon. So what we did is I looked at James. I'm like, we got to book it to the Philippine Airlines desk. So we're booking it. Everyone's following us. We finally get down to the Philippine Airlines desk. They're like, I'm sorry. The next flight out of LAX to Manila isn't for another day and a half. So you guys are going to have to take our hotel voucher. I'm like, let's take the hotel voucher. Let's rush to the hotel, figure out how we can fly from San Francisco to Manila. And luckily, we were able to call Philippine Airlines. They said, if you can get to San Francisco in 2 hours, you can get onto that SFO flight to Manila. And we got it. And
wait,
we
you were
it.
In LA and you got to San Francisco in 2 hours to get on that flight?
Yes. We're like, okay, we're going.
What?
So we rush back to LAX. We get into LAX. We fly out. I think it was like Delta. I forget what airline, but we made it back. Although our bags were still in Philippine Airlines, we were able to get on that San Francisco
That's
flight.
That's insane.
I know.
That's insane. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, manifestation and a little positive thinking can go a long way. So instead of just, you know, sitting there feeling bad for yourself, You just gotta believe.
Yes.
And that's two prime examples. Man, I'm impressed.
Me too.
Who gets from LA to San Francisco in 2 hours?
Us. That's what
Insanity.
It is. Manifestation.
All right. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. We have an early edition of Heads Up where you could get a 4-pack of tickets to check out the San Gennaro Feast. It's coming back, and we've got your tickets with Heads Up in just a few minutes. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. The White Lotus finale has everyone talking and a TV star making receding hairlines the hottest trend. Your spoiler-free What's Trending is coming up next.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The White Lotus is trending this morning. The season 3 finale aired on Sunday night, and fans are still emotionally unpacking it like it's a suitcase in the lobby of the Four Seasons in Thailand. The season wrapped up its chaos-filled run in Thailand with the usual White Lotus cocktail of dread and questionable decisions and gorgeous scenery. Creator Mike White, I don't know how he does it, honestly. He managed to make us think about class and mortality and family dynamics and whether having too much money actually makes you spiritually bankrupt. Did you watch it last night?
I didn't, but I know, Ramon, you watched it. What'd you think?
Yes, I'm caught up. I'm still gonna have my opinion to say is the weakest season out of the three, but a very strong finish.
I loved the finale. I thought there were a couple of plot holes that I think they missed that I was waiting for some closure on, and they never addressed, which I was like, wait, what happened with that? Or you know, it was, but yeah. There was a couple of things that really like made me emotional. And yeah, you know, we don't want to give away any spoilers because I know some of you have not had the chance to watch it yet. But yeah, I was satisfied with that ending. I thought I loved this season. I think this was, on the other end, my favorite season.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I really like this season.
So James watches it, and last night all I heard was two things, and I don't think they're spoilers. He goes, $5 million was one thing, and another thing, Zion is so cute. I don't know who that is, but I'm like, Zion is my baby daddy, is what I heard from James.
Yeah, there was Zion is Belinda's son on there. So yeah, no Tanya this time, but trust, the finale still had us gasping and side-eyeing. And
Piper, no.
Piper, no.
You can't be a Buddhist.
What's still unclear is, you know, the receding hairline fandom that is coming out of the show. So White Lotus star Walton Goggins, we have him to thank for this, aka Rick. He has single-handedly made balding look hot, according to fans. Social media is going insane right now, calling his hairline sexy, distinguished, and what Jason Statham thinks he's serving. So the receding hairline is back now. One fan wrote, scientifically speaking, Walton Goggins is the hottest weird-looking guy, or the weirdest looking hot guy that ever lived.
I could see that. I'm looking at a picture of Walton Goggins right now, and I don't know if it's not the forehead, but his eyes and his jawbone and cheek structure make him look pretty good looking.
He's such an amazing actor because he's been in so many things, and I never realized it was the same guy. Like, he truly gets into his character. So I do think he's attractive in White Lotus, but he's also Baby Billy on Righteous Gemstones.
Yes, that's right.
And Baby I don't Billy. Find him attractive on that one.
Maybe
so.
Because his character. Like his character in
Baby
Righteous...
Billy.
Baby Billy, Baby Billy.
And so, yeah, it was. Everyone's talking about the finale. That was your spoiler-free update, and that is what's trending. Okay, it is time to win. Time to win with an early edition with Heads Up this morning, and we have your San Gennaro Feast tickets, four of them, to enjoy the International and Italian Food and Music Festival happening over at the M Resort. You want to go? Just be caller 20 right now, and you are playing Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant. It's Janet. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mercedes?
Good. Happy Monday. You are caller 20. You get to play Heads Up for the four-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with 10 Hut, Heinz Ketchup, Hops and IPA, Tickle Me Pink, or Ride the Rainbow?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go with Tickle Me Pink.
Tickle Me Pink. International Day of Pink is actually on Wednesday. So these are all things that are associated with the color pink, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need to get six. We have 60 seconds to do this. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Mercedes.
All right, your guys is 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a bird, and it stands on one leg. It's
flamingo.
Yes. This is something pink that you would get at, like, a fair, and it's fluffy. And
cotton candy.
Yes. This is when you have tummy issues, you might have a spoonful of this.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yes. This is an animal that says oink.
Pig.
Yes. This is a cartoon character, and the theme song goes dun 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 dun.
Pink Panther.
Yes. This is a type of wine. It's not red. It's not white. It's
rosé.
Yes. Nice. Oh, wow. I was about to go for another one. Janet, you were so fast. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mercedes.
You got it. Thank you for listening so early. A four-pack of tickets for you to check out the San Gennaro Feast. It is coming to the M Resort, and you are going to be there. Four passes for you. We're going to have these passes all week long, so keep listening, and more chances for you to win coming up at 7 o'clock. Another edition of Beat Mercedes this morning. We're playing for a $250 diamond ring courtesy of Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. I never feel so nice. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Are you going to go on a cruise?
I'm being convinced to go on a cruise by my friend who is obsessed with cruises. She was talking to me on the phone. She goes, I just got back from my cruise in Europe. And they stopped at so many cities. It was so cool. They went to like Rome. They went all over Italy. And they ended in France. And she goes, Steph, you, James, me, and my husband, we got to go on a cruise together. And she's selling me on all inclusive. She's selling me on how amazing it is just to be in the middle of the ocean and stuff like that. And the one thing that she said, which was a complete turn off to me, she goes, not only will it be all inclusive, but the things that people do on the cruises is they wear matching shirts together. Let's get matching shirts when we're on the cruise, Steph, come on. I'm like, matching shirts? Dude, you're sounding like you're a part of a cult.
It's like the Disney families that all wear the same shirt when they go to Disneyland. It's
yes.
Like the Harper family, and it's all red shirt.
Yeah,
it's
with the Mickey ears.
Mom, Dad, and like I low key envy those people. I'm like, man, you guys really planned this out. We're wearing whatever, you know.
Yeah, and then I feel like there are some certain groups that kind of give off culty vibes. I'm like, interesting. The matching shirts for the cruises. That's what got me.
Do you think that cruisers give you a culty vibe?
A little bit. At least from what my friend was telling me, I was like, okay, You're sounding a little culty. You're trying to recruit me, first of all. That's the one of the red flags.
Did she get something for recruiting you?
What's the percentage you get?
Are there other like groups of people or people that are involved in certain things that give you culty kind of vibes? 702-364-9400. I think some people would say like Disney families or Disney adults can give that off. I've only been on one cruise and I didn't see people with matching shirts, but you know, it was my first time, so I'm not sure. Stephanie is on. Stephanie, is there like a group of people that give you kind of culty vibes?
You know, I go to hot yoga and I started doing it about 10 years ago, and yeah, super culty. Like, you got to get there early to get your spot, and everybody's in there in their Lulu, and like my bestie and I go, and like afterwards we go to Whole Foods, we get our $12 smoothies. Like, super bougie.
That does give that off a little bit. I just, on that same note, as far as like working out, when I was doing CrossFit, it was very much culty vibes, and I knew it as I was doing it. Like, it was a lifestyle, man. You had to eat certain things, and you did certain competitions, and there's the CrossFit Open, and you all did that, and like, oh man, you had to wear shirts that represented your box, and your box was the gym that you worked out at. And so, like, I definitely could, when I would talk about CrossFit nonstop and pick, girl, like, enough, okay?
And I know you're not doing CrossFit anymore, but one thing that might give off culty vibes if people don't understand is you're a part of the BTS Army.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just got back from a J-Hope concert. Are you kidding? Like, we are definitely... I wouldn't say like cult, because it's all just so inclusive and like,
true.
Like, we're not trying to recruit anyone. I'm not trying to convince anyone to be a part of it. But once they're a part of it, like, you're in for life, man. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. What else gives off kind of culty vibes? Someone says, just speaking of music, the Beehive gives off culty vibes. Do you feel like, as a member, that you're kind of in a culty situation?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm so, like the Cowboy Carter, it's all my TikTok feed is some things that people wouldn't understand. It's like, you got to be in Club Hoedown. And when you're in Club Hoedown, you got to make sure you get there at this time. And we're wearing these colors and all these crazy things. Like, a part of the Beehive. Yes, I feel like we give off culty vibes for sure.
I'm trying to think of other things. What else gives off that vibe?
Oh my gosh, I think we're a part of a cult, Mercedes.
What?
Astrology. People who love astrology. What's your sun? What's your moon? What's your rising? What time were you born? Where were you born at? Like, we sound like we're a part of a cult.
I get really hesitant. Like, I try to figure out people's birthdays just so I can find out what sign they are. Like, there's someone who's interviewing for a job here, and I did everything I could to find out their birthday. I was like, I got, without outright asking, finally, I couldn't find out. There was no trace of it on social media. So I just flat out asked. I go, I got to ask, when's your birthday? Like, and then they told me, I was like, I knew it.
You texted me too. And you're like, guess what? I was right about this person's astrology sign. I was like, oh my God, you're a witch.
We definitely sound like we're in a cult.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, it took them 9 years, but the ladies of UConn, they finally have their 12th NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship. It was a dominating performance yesterday. If you watch the game, the 2-seed Huskies managed to take down their third number one seed of the tournament with an 82-59 win over the University of South Carolina. Sarah Strong, Ozzy Fudd, they led the UConn offensive attack with 24 points each.
Wow.
Yeah, and Strong was able to complement that with 15 rebounds. It was Paige Becker's last game. She will certainly go number one in the WNBA draft this year. As for the men, Houston and Florida, they're going to face off tonight. Saturday's first game saw Florida take down Auburn, and then the late game saw Houston upset March Madness favorite Duke.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Duke was, they were in the driver's seat. They had a 9-point lead with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to play, But the Cougars came back. They were able to take the lead in the game in the final seconds. That tip-off is tonight, 5:50 our time on CBS.
I love watching basketball with James because he used to play, and he will be starting to call out plays, and he'll be like, foul, foul, penalty, what is that? Oh, my God. So during that game on Saturday versus Houston versus Duke, he goes, oh, my God, this is an upset. And I'm just, like, laughing. I think I get more entertained watching James watch the games than the actual game.
I was the same way. I was, because I had in my bracket Duke winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, what is happening? And I'm screaming. I'm like, wait, what are they doing? Why? How did you have that big of a lead and just blow that in such a short period of time?
And then just seeing like Cooper Flagg's reaction just to losing, I felt so bad for the guy because he was, you know, that he was the guy.
He's the guy, yeah.
And yeah, so it was a good game, and I'm excited for tonight for Houston.
It should be a good game tonight. Also this morning, a new study shows that gender is a really big factor in excessive and problematic smartphone use. So they did this study and they found that young females are more likely to experience high social anxiety when it comes to using their smartphones. Another study found that females spend a longer amount of time using smartphones and their fear of being judged negatively by others online is higher. So the takeaway is that females are more likely to face mental health issues while using smartphones.
Do you think that this study is true? I mean, in your life?
I think that, you know, girls really use like social media as validation for their self-worth, which is not good. And I don't even say just girls. I say women do it too. I mean, how many times have you posted something and then maybe didn't get a ton of likes and you're like, oh, maybe I should take it down. It's like that validation. Like I don't look at that stuff anymore because I found myself doing that. Like, man, oh my gosh, this TikTok, nobody watched it. I'm gonna hide it. And it's like, why? Why? Like, why are we using that to measure our self-worth?
You know what I do now is that because I've fallen victim to that, those types of thinking, is I hide likes on Instagram. I'll do the setting on my post where you can hide likes so it doesn't make me look at the number, and I just let it be and I just let it stay on my page because I will overthink, and I'll also overthink like what to caption things. It's just like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really does take a lot of energy out of the day, and I've made a conscious effort to just like not pay attention to that stuff as much anymore. Finally, this morning, a petition to rename the Nashville airport after Dolly Parton is picking up steam. It makes sense. Obviously, she is like the queen of Nashville. And it was put up on change.org in January, but it really started to pick up some media attention lately. So instead of Nashville International Airport, it would be called Dolly Parton International Airport.
Ooh.
You'd be departing from Parton. And it would be open all hours of the day, not just 9 to 5.
Ooh, I love this. Play on words.
Yeah, so far, the petition has gotten over 48,000 signatures. For real, why have they not named it that yet? I mean, she is an icon. She should have the airport named after her.
I've never been to Nashville, but that's one of my bucket list cities, is to go there. And I could be, that would be so cool. It's like flying out of Harry Reid into Dolly Parton. That'd be nice.
That's, Nashville was, it was such a weird experience for me. I've been one time. I was just like you, so excited. And I don't want to like ruin anything for you. I was just like, when I got there, I was kind of like, okay.
This is it? Type of
kind
feeling?
Of, oh, yeah. No. I know, but I think I just was off that week. I'm blaming it on myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was all me.
Yeah, not Nashville. It was you, Mercedes.
Exactly.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Natalie, you are caller 20. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I'm ready.
You are in your caller 20, and we have this beautiful $250 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. It would be a great way to kick off the week. I hope you are able to get this. Did you have a good weekend, by the way?
I had a great weekend.
Okay, this will just
I
be
was
the
off.
Oh, well, that's perfect. This will be the cherry on top of it. So I'm going to leave the studio now. I'll leave you with Steph and Ramon, and you got this, okay? You can do this. I'm excited for you, Natalie. Good luck.
I could do it. Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. Deuces. She's leaving her studio. This is how it works, Natalie. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you say got it. You got to say something. No hemming and hawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, Natalie, the next sound that you hear is the song. And the song, it starts now.
On a Monday, I am waiting.
Got it.
What you got?
Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson.
Nice. All right, we're bringing Mercedes in. That. All right, Natalie, you have your kids, Preston and Parker, in the car. What school do they go to?
Parker goes to Greenspun, and Preston, I already dropped off.
Oh, nice. All right, Mercedes is back. Good morning, Mercedes.
Hello.
What do you think?
I was not out there very long. Remote comes out. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it. Pieces of Me, Ashley Simpson.
All right, you stop the clock at 2.6 seconds, and you are correct. Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
Natalie was also correct. But she stopped the clock at 7.9 seconds.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh. Natalie, I'm sorry. You did really well on that. I think I listened to that song over and over and over again when
even
it first came out.
Even she said that. She's like, oh, that's like my high school song.
I loved that song too, Natalie. I'm so sorry. And that means that our diamond pendant just got bigger. $275, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And, well, even though you didn't win, we're going to have to play the song for you, you know? Your high school song, Natalie, this is for you. It's Mix 94.1.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Coming up in just 8 minutes, we are going to give you a chance to win the Mega Minute. And it was just announced. Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt is coming to the Venetian Resort. You probably know them. They were in 8 movies together playing Jay and Silent Bob. But we're talking Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith. And they finally get to be themselves. They're going to be on stage at the Venetian. And your tickets with the Mega Minute coming up in just a few minutes.
This is something that I noticed. Maybe driving or just like being out at restaurants, but it's prom season. I see everyone in their dresses and their tuxedos.
I see a lot of people posting the pictures and they look super cute.
I think for me, when I think of my prom, because I see like I feel like maybe a rite of passage for some people. But for me, when I think of my prom back in high school, I think it was just so overpriced, so overhyped. And I don't know if you agree with me, but I just think that it's one of those things where I go to the dance and I take my pictures and I just didn't see why it was so like something we had to do every single senior year. For those that love prom, don't get me wrong. My prom was just not fun. The DJ music sucked. The dancing, they made us stand like 6 feet away from each other. Was it the same thing for you and your prom?
It was, I feel like it was something I'm glad I experienced. I get where you're coming from because prom is expensive. There is this pressure to make it perfect and magical and that can take away from the fun. But I just feel like there's something really sweet and very important about it. Like, for a lot of teens, that is one of the last big moments before everything changes, you know, the college or jobs, just becoming an adult. And I think it's less about the dance itself and more about the milestone, you know, like even if it's awkward or overhyped or your feet hurt halfway through, it's the memory that sticks. Like, I don't remember that stuff. I just remember that I went. And I was with my friends, and I don't know. That said, though, it definitely does not need to cost as much as it does to feel special. I wish we would take that pressure down a notch and make it more about just like celebrating with your friends and not going into debt just to you know, go to the event.
Think about all the expenses that kids have to pay for, or their parents, really. It's for me, when I went to high school, it was the admission to get into the prom, which was about $100, the limousine, the dinner, the dress, and then who knows what, if you're getting your hair, your makeup done, all of that adds up. So for me, I think when I look back, I could have missed out on my prom. I didn't need it.
Do you wish you would have missed it?
I didn't need it. Like, I didn't say, like, I wish I would have missed it. I was like, if prom was there, if it wasn't, I really didn't care about it. Or I think about it like this, because I see a lot of Las Vegas high schools experiencing different things than my high school back in San Diego. Like, some of these Las Vegas high schools, they're in, some of them are on the casino or off the strip. That would have been a really, really cool experience if I went to high school here.
So what's your argument here? That prom doesn't not matter? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's overhyped. It's not needed. But if, let's say, I had a different experience, maybe I would have felt differently about it.
And that's what it is. I mean, I think it's overhyped for you, but I don't know that it would be overhyped for everyone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I mean, let's break it down. It's a school dance that somehow turns into this $1,000 event with all these high expectations. But I just feel like it has its place. It's one of those high school checkpoints, you know? Mm. You don't have to love it, but you kind of want that picture. You know, even if you look back and say, wow, like, why did I do my hair like that? Or something like that. Ramon, did you go to your high school prom?
I did. And being born and raised here, Steph is right. We had the limo up and down the Las Vegas Boulevard because it took place at a resort on Harmon. So we're right behind all the casinos. And yeah, the limo, you know, took a couple trips up and down Las Vegas Boulevard. So we had all those lights and casinos in the background.
So maybe it's just your maybe surroundings, your environment. Yeah. I mean, I was in Littleton, Colorado. The nickname for Littleton, if you're from there, is Little Fun. There's not much going on in that city, but I still had a good time. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like the Met Gala, but for teenagers.
Maybe San Diego's just boring.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. It's your city.
Yeah.
Anthony, do you agree? Do you think that prom is just overhyped and overrated?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What do you think, Anthony?
I don't think it's necessarily overhyped. I think there's a lot of things that you don't need to spend the money on, you know, like the limousine, for example. But, I mean, the prom here in Vegas, I'm sure it's different than San Diego. But we had it here because you know, the tickets were only $50. The dinner was included. Yeah. And the thing that I spent the most money on was my suit. But that's about it. But I wouldn't change that experience for anything.
They shouldn't make it like, you know, when you gamble at the casino. Hey, if you gamble at the casino, your prom tickets are free.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, let's be real. A lot of 17-year-old boys take prom very seriously. They're planning the after party, if you know what I'm saying.
I feel like that's always kind of like the thing that you go to the dance to take your pictures. That's literally what we did. We went to this dance. We took our pictures. I think we danced for two songs and then we left for the after party.
That's what I'm thinking. When I went to my part, I didn't even care about the prom. I was like, all right, let's go. Where are we going next? Let's go.
Yeah, that's the key. We're getting some texts here. This one says only seniors should be allowed to go. That's good if you have like a senior date, but like, what if you're a senior and you want to ask a junior? Like, that's kind of how it worked in our school.
For us, it was only seniors. We didn't have juniors go. Purely seniors, and unless you were like invited by a senior.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay. if you get an invite, but one of my girlfriends, she got invited to go as a freshman, and so we were like living vicariously through her and all that she got to go to. And then by sophomore year, she's like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to go anymore. So it's one of those things. It is prom season. I love seeing the pictures and the dresses. And they have some really cool programs here in town where they have like the prom closet. So you don't have to spend a fortune. You can actually go and get a free prom dress.
That's cool.
From the prom closets from some of the nonprofits here in town. So yeah, just be prepared. It is that time of the year. All right, it is also that time for you to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And as promised, we have your tickets right now to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt. Coming to the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian Resort. It was just announced this morning. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, they have played Jay and Silent Bob in 8 different movies, and now you get to see them be themselves using their mouths on you for money, telling tales and about making movies and being dads. It's going to be a fun show, and if you want to go, caller 20 right now, you get to play the Mega Minute.
10 questions, 60 seconds. And if you answer all 10 of them correctly in that time, these win them before you can buy them tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jay-Z, you are caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great. Thank you for listening. And yes, let's do this. Let's make you a winner. We have these tickets to check out the just announced Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt show coming to the Venetian Resort in September. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. Have you heard the Mega Minute before, Daisy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know how it works. 10 questions, 60 seconds, get them all right, and you win. I am ready to do this. I'm ready for a winner on Monday. Are you ready to do this, Daisy?
I'm ready.
Daisy, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In what country does season 3 of The White Lotus take place?
France?
No. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Saturn.
No. What team won yesterday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship?
Pass.
What are Taylor Swift fans called?
Swifties.
Yes. What does WWW stand for in a website address?
World Wide Web.
Yes. Which author wrote The Great Gatsby?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Walter White is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
The Wright brothers invented what?
Pass, sorry.
Which president wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Abraham Lincoln?
No. Oh, sorry, Daisy. You know what? I feel like your radio on kind of threw you off. I could hear the delay in the background, and I think maybe that threw you off a little bit. Always turn your radio down if you're ever going to be on the air here, because that delay, it's like 12 seconds, and it is killer. But let's go over some of the questions. In what country does White Lotus season 3 take place? That we've been talking about it this morning. That takes place in Thailand. What is the largest planet in our solar system? I didn't know that, but that is Jupiter. Mm. What team won yesterday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship? That's UConn. The author that wrote The Great Gatsby, that is F. Scott Fitzgerald. Walter White is a character on Breaking Bad. The Wright brothers invented the airplane, and the president that actually wrote physically with his own hands the Declaration of Independence was Thomas Jefferson. Didn't make it through all 10, but you know what? It's a Monday, Daisy. Don't hold yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. You can always hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you're getting these tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets to see Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt on September 20th at the Palazzo over at the Venetian. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, TMZ is reporting something really interesting this morning. Cassie Ventura plans to testify against Diddy during his upcoming trial, and it's not going to be anonymous. They broke the story saying victim one is prepared to testify under her own name during the upcoming trial. In his upcoming trial, he's going to defend himself against charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution, rather. Cassie is the person known to be victim one, and that trial is set to begin here on May 5th, and he has pleaded not guilty, denying all allegations of wrongdoing made against him.
So crazy how he's still pleading not guilty, especially with that video that came out of the hotel lobby, or was it the hotel elevator of Cassie and Diddy, and he was just like dragging her and kicking her.
It was the hallway. Yeah, the footage there. I don't know if they were able to do it, but I did see that there was a motion on his side to try to take that out of evidence because it was obtained illegally or something. Mm. And if that's the case,
if you're on the jury and you saw it anyway, how can you not let that influence you? You yeah. know, I know you're not supposed to, but I don't know. It's going to be, I just think it's really brave for her to testify like that. I mean, that would be really hard to go and face him in that situation, but she is really brave for doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Also this morning, as you may have noticed, TikTok has stuck around. The president has announced a 75-day extension for ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, to divest its U.S. operations, postponing the potential ban of the social media app. This comes amid ongoing negotiations and obviously recent escalations and trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The extension is aiming to provide additional time to finalize a deal that addresses the national security concerns that while allowing the app to continue its operations in the United States. But I heard that if they sell that, they get to take their algorithm. So it's up to the U.S. to come up with their own algorithm, and it's not going to be the same.
Oh, that's a bummer. That I think even after January, we all started noticing that the algorithm slowly started to change, don't you think?
Yeah, it was definitely different. But then I felt like, okay, maybe mine is finally getting back to where it needed to be, or at least close to it. But At this point, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like if it goes away, then fine. It's not like we don't have a bazillion other social media apps to fall back on. Granted, TikTok is pretty original. It just is as far as the content that you can get from it. But I don't know. I'm kind of over all of it at this point.
What do you predict will happen? Do you think that this what is it, 90 days that they extended it to?
75.
75. Do you think in 75 days we'll have a conclusion?
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I feel like someone's going to buy it up at some point. I think they'll just keep postponing it until they have a buyer, honestly.
True.
Finally, this morning, if you ask someone about a dumb ticket that they got, I'm sure everyone has got a story, but this one is kind of insane. So there's this guy in Montreal and he's fighting a parking ticket that his daughter got right in front of their home on April 1st. And it's so bad, you would think it was an April Fool's Day prank, but it was not. So early in the morning on April 1st, the city installed signage for a brand new bus stop right in front of the guy's house. So the sign is actually in his front lawn. And the crew, they finished up right around 7:55 in the morning. So just 10 minutes after the sign was put up, parking enforcement came by and gave his daughter a parking ticket for her car blocking the bus stop. But her car was there overnight and it was there before the bus stop even existed. The man says they were given no warning about the bus stop, so there's no way they could have known that they weren't going to be able to park there. The city agrees. They say they never update property owners about their 10,000 bus stops, but the ticket, it's not going to be reversed. They say once a ticket's written, there's nothing they can do about it. So he's contesting all of this and he's annoyed that he has to spend his time and energy on something so ridiculous.
Did you find out or does it say how much the ticket was for the bus stop?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, imagine if it's like $500. I would be so upset someone put a bus stop in front of my house without even telling me.
Well, and the fact that 10 minutes later, parking enforcement comes. I mean, come on, give them like a little leeway. The sign literally just went up.
That's too bad. That's too funny. They're probably like out in the parking street right there, like waiting. Like,
just following the people putting up the bus stops. Like, where can we make some money? You know, it's like they always say that at the end of the month, you're more likely to get a ticket because they have to meet their quota. And I have friends that are officers that say that there's no quota or anything like that, but I'm always like looking over my shoulder on the 29th or 30th. I'm like, oh, better make sure I'm not speeding here.
Yeah. I wanna be
next to you. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever asked a question so dumb that you immediately want to just rewind time and just go back and unask it? What is a moment that you said something and instantly wish you hadn't? 702-364-9400. So this weekend, I was in LA with my daughter. We went to see J-Hope in concert in LA. And at our hotel, we're getting ready to go to the concert. And we get in the elevator and there's a couple in there already. And they're so cute. They're both wearing LA Lakers jerseys. Fully decked out, like, and cool sneakers and everything. And so, like, obvious, what do I say? Oh, are you going to the Laker game?
And they both look at me like, lady. And the girl smirked. She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, why did I ask that? I just stood there like, cool, cool. Just checking. See if you randomly dress like LeBron for fun. Like, I just like, oh my gosh. I felt so stupid. And I was in my concert outfit looking like J-Hope in his More era. And I had to explain to them that I wasn't like cosplaying a haunted streetwear or anything here. I was like dressed for a concert. And then they started talking to us and they were really nice about it. But have you ever said something and immediately wish you had an undo button for that moment? 702-364-9400. It's still haunting me. I am like just cringing at the fact that I asked that. Like, duh, where do you think they're going? They're dressed all Lakers.
I know what you mean, because I actually, now I think about it, I feel really embarrassed. My friend, I ran into her the other day and I was like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. And she was with like an older gentleman. I'm like looking at him and I'm like, is she going to introduce me to him? And she never did. So I looked over at her and I looked over at him and I said, is this your boyfriend? And that once I said those words, I immediately regretted it. She goes, no, that's my dad.
Oh,
like, why did I even ask that?
You know, you always wait for the intro.
I do. I should have. Oh. I should have waited, but I didn't. And now I regret it.
Margaret, good morning. What is the cringe moment you had and the question you wish you could take back?
Well, this is the question someone asked me that I know they wish that they could take it. I took my granddaughter to get her pictures taken, and I was explaining to the photographer that she's blind. And the photographer said, oh, so are you going to teach her sign language?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you say, Margaret?
She just kind of stopped, and I knew she wanted to swallow those words at that moment.
Exactly. Like, just yeah. Stop talking. When you have to tell yourself to stop talking, it's so annoying. Ramon, what happened to you?
I was at a, it was a couple of years ago, I was at a Batman movie premiere. Oh, the one with Robert Pattinson. Mm. And it's, like I said, it was private screening, and we're all hyped. Everybody's being friendly, saying what's up. And obviously, we all have like Batman shirts on, whatever. And this guy, when we started a little chat, and I was like, hey, man, what movie are you watching?
Oh,
you know
gosh.
What? Never mind. Don't answer
movie
that.
Are you here to say the same one all of us are?
I walked away.
I remember there was one time I met Ramon's sister. I was like, is that your twin? She goes, no, I'm his older sister.
And,
I was
yeah.
And she loved it.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I am still kind of reeling over last night's series finale of season 3 of The White Lotus. Did you guys watch? I don't want to give away any spoilers, so if you did, keep that in mind. But I would love to know what everyone thought. I know some of you have yet to watch it, and it's on the DVR, but I definitely walked away 95% satisfied. I felt like there was a couple of things that didn't have closure that bothered me a little bit. But all in all, I really liked this season. I started crying at one scene in particular. It had to do with the three girlfriends, you know, and there was something that was said, and I don't know, it made me think about like my relationships with my girlfriends. Do you have a set of friends that you've been friends with for years, like since you were kids?
Middle school. Yeah. So yeah. 15 years we've been friends. Yes.
I don't have that anymore. Like me and my friends from that era just kind of lost touch. I have one friend, her name is Amy, and she and I will keep in touch every now and then, but we never like get together for vacations or anything like that. It's mostly, you know, just, little notes or texts here and there. But I will never forget when my father passed away, she got on a plane and she flew to Littleton, Colorado, so she could be there for me. We met in the morning. We went and did a workout before the funeral, and then she was there at the funeral, and I was just so touched that she would do something like that for me.
Wow.
You know?
But like, it's when you're together, it's like as if not much time has passed, right?
Well, yes and no. It's just like she just has a whole life that I don't really know about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like her husband and she's got three sons. But that was something that really stood out to me. What did you guys think? 702-364-9400. Another big topic of conversation, which we brought up early, is Walton Goggins, who plays Rick on the show. And this man, he shows up on the show looking like sweaty, slightly unhinged, I don't know, Southern vampire. He just like got that look about him. And now he's sex symbol status. And a lot of people feel like it's his confidence, his chaos, but they're saying that he has single-handedly brought back the receding hairline and made it attractive. Like, women are loving the look.
Do you think that he is attractive in that way with the receding hairline, or is there something else about him?
Well, that's a thing that I've never really, I'll be honest, I don't really notice that stuff on guys. And so for you guys to be so paranoid about that, like, I get it, because women are paranoid about things that you probably wouldn't notice. I never really have noticed that. Unless you have some sort of bad attempt at some sort of a comb over, then I'll notice. But I never really noticed the receding hairline on guys. It's not something I look for. I think he is very attractive on White Lotus, not on Righteous Gemstones.
What is his name again?
Baby Billy.
Baby Billy. I think his character is a turnoff, and that's why maybe he's not attractive in the Righteous Gemstones. I haven't seen season 3 of White Lotus, so maybe his character makes him more of like a sex symbol of some sort.
He's a very sad man on White Lotus.
Oh, he is?
But there is something about it. Is there a trait that most people do not consider attractive, but you totally do? Like, most people are like, oh, that would be a no in my book. But you actually see it and you're like, ooh, okay, the receding hairline is back. I love bedhead on guys.
Oh.
Most people think like it looks disheveled and not put together. I think it looks cool. I love when guys have bedhead. Like when Matt just first wakes up and his hair is all over the place. I love it, love it, love it. But most people would not find that attractive.
Is it something that makes him look like edgy or like fun or just relaxed?
It looks like relaxed. It looks like, you know what? I'm confident in who I am. I don't need to like slick my hair back or do all these crazy things. Like, it's just one of those things I find attractive.
Hear me out. Something I find attractive in men are big ears.
Big ears?
I like big ears. And I look at, James doesn't really have big ears, but there are some celebrities that have big ears that are guys. Channing Tatum has some big ears. Will Smith. Who else?
I'm looking up celebrities with big ears.
Celebrities with big ears. Look at them, and then it like fits them. It makes them look a little cuter.
Daniel Craig has some really big ears.
Prominent.
My goodness. I'd never really noticed that before. What do you guys think? The feature that most people don't find attractive, but you actually do, or White Lotus talk. Hey, let's talk to Diana. Diana, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I just kind of, I haven't watched White Lotus yet, but I've had a lot of people tell me that I would really like it, resonate with like a lot of the themes of the story. And you brought up the friendship, and that was like one thing that has been told to me, is that I would really like the girl dynamic in there. And for me, I have like one good friend. I'm also from Colorado. And I feel like that's almost a Colorado thing. I had a huge girl group when I was growing up. There's probably 20 of us that would get together like every day. And now it's just my one friend that I've had since actually fifth grade, not even my middle school, high school group.
Really? That's interesting that I was the same thing. I had a huge girl group and I don't know what happened.
And my one friend too, like her and I like were kind of in the same big group when we were in middle and high school, but she went to Compass and like Warren Tech and I stayed at the other schools up north and we didn't even really go to school beyond like sixth grade.
Wow. I wonder if it is a Colorado thing, because yeah, Steph is still tight with her group. We're getting a lot of text here on the episode. This one says, White Lotus, I just want to make sure I'm not reading spoilers here.
Oh yeah.
White Lotus is a perfect example of how people feel when they live their whole lives about who their parent actually is. The rage. Yes, that is a Rick storyline. This one says, I liked it too, Mercedes. I related to much of it, and I felt a lot of emotion. I can't read that last part.
Oh, is that a spoiler?
Yeah, that's okay. A big, but yeah, there were definitely tears in last night's episode, for sure.
I need to catch up. I'm still on season two.
You gotta watch it. I loved, loved, loved it. It was so good. All right, it is time to win. We are playing Heads Up. Caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You are in, and you are gonna get 4 tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. They're taking on Columbus Fury on Sunday, April 13th. It's Mix 94.1 night, and it's also Ninth Island night. So we are going to have a Polynesian party. You are going to have the best time. So come and join us. Caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to join us. Caller 20 plays at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Rachel, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You are in for Heads Up. We've got these 4 Vegas Thrill passes for you to come join us for Mix 94.1 night on Sunday. We'd love to have you there. Let's pick a category here for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Booked and Busy, Whisk It Good, Sibling Rivalry, Channel Surfing, or Vital Signs?
Vital Signs.
Vital Signs. World Health Day is today. So these are all things. These are all things that are associated with your health, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just think health, healthiness, things that make you feel good. We got this.
You guys do got this. Okay, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You're supposed to drink a lot of this every day.
Water.
Yes, you need to get 8 hours of this a night.
Sleep.
Yes. You might take these in the morning, like C and iron and D.
Vitamins.
Yes. This is, you want to make sure that you're not on social media too much because it affects this, like, in your mind.
Your sleep. Your REM sleep.
No. No, let's pass on that. This is a type of
anxiety.
This is a type of exercise that you do where you do, like, the warrior pose and you do, like,
yoga.
Yes. This is, if you are taking your vitamins, this is probably very high. You have a high
immunity.
Yes. This is what you might do when you are trying to focus and breathe and you clear your mind. It's called what?
Meditate.
Yeah. We'll take it. Meditation. You got it, Rachel. Congratulations.
Yay.
We skipped mental health. That one was a little tougher to explain, You didn't need it. Anyway, you got tickets to join us for Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game. It's happening on Sunday. It's also Ninth Island night, so come decked out in your best Hawaiian gear. We're going to have a great time, and we'll have these tickets all week long. Your next chance to win will be in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I don't know if you guys saw this. It happened on Friday. Actor, comedian Russell Brand, he has been charged with rape, indecent assault, and other sex crimes by London's Metropolitan Police. The charges relate to 4 separate incidences that happened between 1999 and 2005. They involve 4 different women. He posted a video where he denied all of it. He said, "I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord. I was a drug addict, a sex addict, and an imbecile, but I was never a rapist." He says that he's never engaged in non-consensual activity.
Is this a sneeze? Bless you.
Go ahead.
With Russell Brand, I didn't see that until this morning. I think that if this is true, I'm not accusing him or anything. It's just really, really sad. It's really scary. I don't know how people are when they're under the influence of drugs or stuff like that. I don't know if that was anything to be involved with, but the way that Russell Brand looks, just based off appearance, and let me know if you think the same way, aren't there like celebrities that you look at and they just give like this weird feeling, like this weird look? Like when I look at Willem Dafoe, the villain of like Green Goblin, I look at him and I'm like, I get weird vibes.
I think energy is one thing, but I think you have to be careful about you saying, like, you look like maybe you would be, like, a rapist or
no,
something. You
no,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, the weird vibes I get just based off appearance. No accusations whatsoever. Just the weird, just the look.
Yeah, he's definitely, my question is, it's 2025. Why are we just now coming around on this 1999 to 2005 thing? Like, mm-hmm. This is taking a little too long. What's going on here? Maybe the victims didn't come out until recently. I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm sure we're going to hear more about this in the upcoming months. Also this morning, some cool news if you're a hockey fan, or maybe it's not cool news to you if you're a Wayne Gretzky fan, but the National Hockey League now has a new goal king. Yesterday afternoon, Alex Ovechkin, he netted career goal 895, which passes Wayne Gretzky as the NHL's all-time goal scorer. A lot of people thought that record would never be broken. And look at him. Even though the Capitals lost 4-1 to the Islanders, the day did belong to Ovechkin. And the Islanders fans were really gracious. I didn't think that they were going to be, like, nice to him about that. But his wife was there, his mother, his sons, along with Wayne Gretzky. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was there. It was a sold-out house. So they got to witness history firsthand.
How cool is that? Yeah. I'm looking at his photos of him celebrating and stuff like that. Good for him.
He's amazing. He really is. All right. Finally, this morning, this past Saturday was National Handmade Day, which it celebrates effort and dedication that are used to make, like, crafts, artistry, handicrafts, stuff like that. And just that personal touch of making something by hand. So it's hard to imagine anyone not receiving a handwritten letter and not appreciating it, but you're way more likely to get, like, a DM or an email or a thumbs up on your last text. A recent poll asked people, when did you last write a handwritten personal letter?
Oh my God. Can I think about the last time I wrote? Can you think of one?
I don't know that it was a letter, but my friend's birthday was in February, and I wrote her out, like, I didn't get her a birthday card. I had, like, one of those blank cards.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, like, something really nice about her and her friendship and what kind of person she is. So I felt like it was more than just a happy birthday, you know, it was just a long note. So does that count? As far as a letter goes, like, dear so-and-so, how are you? And sending it in the mail, I cannot tell you the last time I did something like that. I have no idea.
I used to do that all the time as a kid. When I was in Girl Scouts, we would have pen pals. And I remember writing my friend, we lived in the same city. We could have definitely met up, but the way that it made me feel, getting a handwritten letter, it was so special. I miss those days.
Yeah, 9% of people say they have written one in the past month, which was the most recent option. 21% say the last year. 26% say they're pretty sure they've written one in the past decade. I honestly don't know if I've written one in the past decade. And 26% of people say it has been longer than a decade since they have written one. If that's not crazy enough, 20% of Gen Zers between 18 and 24 say they've never written one.
Yeah.
And it's the most popular answer.
Yeah. Have your kids ever written a letter? Can you think of maybe a time?
Aside from thank you notes, I don't think they have. They've never had a pen pal. They've written plenty of DMs, though. Yeah. I just, unfortunately, no letters. That's an art that we definitely need to bring back,
yes,
for sure. It's Mix 94.1. Stick around, because in just a couple of minutes, we've got Jerk or Justified. Ooh, it's a juicy one today. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation that you would like us to bring up on Jerk or Justified, send us an email. Tell us what's going on, and we'll bring it up on the show. You can do that through our website at mix941.fm. So this email comes from Andrew. It says, "What's up, guys? And good morning. My name is Andrew, and I'm a longtime fan of the show and wanted to get your opinion on something for Jerk or Justified. My parents are gracious enough to take my girlfriend and I on vacation to Aruba next month, and we're really excited. My girlfriend and I have only been together for a few months, and it's a good chance for her to get to know my parents and vice versa. Here's my one problem or issue. My parents are a little conservative. and my girlfriend isn't. They've never seen her at the beach, and I have. And I don't think she owns a bikini that's not a thong, which doesn't bother me, but it might bother my mom and dad. I was going to ask her to get a few one pieces for the trip or wear a cover up as much as possible, but I don't want to offend her. Would I be a jerk if I did that? Because I feel like I'm justified by trying to keep the peace. I'm not trying to control her at all. Should I talk to my parents first instead of asking her to cover up a little bit? What should I do? Signed, Andrew. 702-364-9400. Is Andrew a jerk if he asks her to cover up, or is he completely justified? What do you think?
Oh, Andrew, I think it's a little jerky if you're assuming that she's only going to bring bikinis with thongs. Because what if that's just in front of you and she can read the room? She knows she's going to be in front of your parents. What if she knows, like, oh, okay, I'm going shopping. I got to go get something for the beach. I'm going to bring a one piece. So I would say you're being a jerk if you're going to assume that she's only going to bring thongs and not reading the room. Maybe she is bringing some one pieces. That's how I think.
Okay, so do you think that he's being a jerk if he asks her, or is he justified in asking her?
I think he's a jerk by asking her, because I also think that's assumptions like, hey, you're bringing your thongs, aren't you? And then for her to be like, no, I know, I'm bringing my one pieces. I know your parents are going to be there.
Okay, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified? Is Andrew being a jerk, or is he completely justified?
Well, I like your opinion of that he's a jerk, assuming. I think he should take the roundabout way and just explain that his parents are pretty conservative.
Without asking her outright, just like, hey, for the trip, my parents are so conservative. And then see if she brings it up, maybe.
Exactly. And between thongs and one pieces, there's some pretty conservative two pieces out there and really cute cover ups. So I think he's justified in his concern, but jerky if he is just assuming that's the only thing she owns.
Yeah, that's a good take, Rachel. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one from Teresa. It's a valid question, but you don't change the girlfriend. You make your parents aware of her style, so they are forewarned. Mm. Casually say how conservative your parents are, and that's it. Whatever happens, happens. Jennifer says maybe she already planned on covering up a little in front of them. I know more conservative on family trips versus trips with just my husband. To each their own, though. Let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, jerk or justified? What do you think?
Justified. Come on. Show some respect for the parents.
So how does he bring it up without offending her, though?
I mean, I don't see why she would be offended. Just to show a little respect for his parents. Why would that offend anybody?
I think maybe it's just the way you say it. Like, if you're saying, hey, have some respect for my parents, don't wear a thong, I'd be like, excuse me.
Right.
But if someone said, like, oh my gosh, my parents are so conservative, like, you know, are you wearing your thongs in front of them? And then she could be like, yeah, I am. And then you'd be like, oh boy, I better talk to my parents. Or if she says, no, I think I'm going to wear something a little more, you know, demure. And then be like, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Cindy. Let's talk to Deanna. Deanna, good morning. What do you think?
He's totally justified. He needs to kind of avert the conflict that's clearly going to occur.
By saying something to her, the parents, or both?
He should talk to her about the trip prior to going, and if she's never met them, she shouldn't walk in blindsided completely.
That's a good point. Maybe he's giving her a warning as a courtesy. What would be hilarious is if she goes like full-on conservative one-piece swimsuit, and then her dad wears a thong.
Oh, that'd be awesome.